thank you again for being with us.
Musical vibration, his helps listen on returning to this dense matter.
I'm glad it's of assistance.
This time, I would like to speak to a young lady across the room.
Which one is that? Sarah? Yeah, would you like to go across the room, please?
This time, in your life, your sin will be thrown from one extreme to the other. Be quiet, be still, and listen to what we tell you.
Yes. Right. Do you think my work is appropriate at the moment?
You see what I mean when I say you allow too much to concern you. I would say to you, go with the flow.
Has some George who has some questions?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'd like to ask one question about the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelations, which I believe verse 10 describes how he was given a small roll, which he ate. And it was sweet to the taste, and bitter to the stomach. And then he had visions, and he prophesied. I think from that he was taking a potion or a drug to raise his consciousness. Would you be able to confirm that or comment on it?
Let me speak on that. We have said before much that has been written within your Christian Bibles. A lot of it was made up. A lot of it, in actual fact, comes from older religions. In fact, I think you would say paganism. There is a lot within your Bible which has been exaggerated. But let me say this to you. Indeed, there was the man you know as John. At the time that we speak of, there were indeed many substances which today you would find unacceptable. The substance you are speaking about in those days was taken from a bush, not here in your country, but a bush that produced berries. This was not an unusual thing to do. Many berries, many powders, many foodstuffs were used that were considered normal, but which within your age would be called a drug and would be banned from people using it. Are you following me?
Yes, I follow. Yes, I'm aware that it was an ancient tradition.
Yes. So, you see, the substance that was taken by John was not unusual within his peer group. Even now, there are peoples on your earth who take substances which they have many explanations for, but what they do is simply raise their consciousness.
Yes.
This is all that happened with John. But the difference with him was that his psychic abilities were much to the fore.
Yes.
In any case, as to where all those followers.
So his true psychic ability could be enhanced.
Exactly.
Yes.
The followers of Jesus the Christ were chosen for that very reason. So, by using the substance, the very crushed, he was enhancing his own psychic abilities.
Yes, that's very interesting. I thought it must be something like that. And I also felt...
That is one of the stories within your Christian Bible, which is indeed fact.
Yes, thank you.
Has that been helpful?
That is very helpful. It's nice to have that confirmed, because I had wondered about it. There's also the idea that it can be a good thing to enhance one's, in certain circumstances, one's own ability in that way.
I would have to disagree with you there. Not because I feel you should not enhance your abilities, but because you can create dangers, and I stress the word danger, for those people who are not wise to their own abilities.
Yes, indeed, I do see
to
that.
To thrust forth that spiritual aspect of yourself without full knowledge and understanding it can be dangerous. We would have to speak about the etheric realms and what you are releasing that spirit self to. So you see, that element of danger should not be there. Your psychic opening, your spiritual unfoldment should be a slow and natural thing. You all have it. You all have the ability to use it, to unfold. So I would say to you, refrain from all these methods that thrust your spirit forward. But of course, we come again to your free will.
I suggest that it could be a very dangerous procedure, because the channels for the uninvited would be opened, no doubt.
That is why I said we would have to speak more on the etheric realms.
Yes.
Because within that realm there lie many dangers.
Of course.
Many dangers that you are not aware of. I don't wish to frighten people, but they should know that to grow their spirit forward without any forethought is indeed a dangerous thing.
Sure, it would be. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Surely the best way to enhance one's psychic awareness or spiritual awareness, I prefer to say, is by music. We all know that there is certain music which do give us enhanced feelings. And that, I imagine, would be a safe procedure.
Even within the realms of your musical vibration depends the state of development of the being. Can you see?
Yes.
Even with the very best, the very highest vibrations of music, of course it would counteract any negative beings around. It cannot fully protect. Do you see?
Yes. Yes, I follow.
That the spiritual aspect of yourself far outweighs any musical vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see what I'm getting?
Yes, I can indeed, gentlemen. Thank you.
So I would suggest to you, as I have said before, think of yourself as you can take many examples, and the one we hear most of is the beautiful flower, your rose. Peel back each petal slowly to expose that beautiful inner center. Or imagine yourself as an orange. Slowly peel back the skin and take each segment slowly. Compare yourself with these things and you see that each stage must be done slowly, slowly.
Right.
And this I suggest to you. Find your quiet time. Offer yourself for good. Feel your love and protection each time you sit. And I can promise you, your spiritual unfoldment.
Well, in answer to the first question, you made a comment which I found very interesting because I have wondered in the past. You said that Jesus chose his disciples because of their psychic ability.
Yes.
And that was so in each case, was it?
Each and everyone had that ability that he knew could be used for the betterment of men. They were ordinary men, as you probably know. There was nothing particularly educated about them, but you see, that is not necessary.
Yeah. No, I had wondered why he chose such a mixed bag, as we would say. And that's the only thing I could think of. There must have been a common purpose in all of them.
Remember always, Jesus the Christ was looking at the soul and not at the physical covering of these men.
Right. Good, thank you. That does confirm what I suspected.
Now, I think we should see what can be done.
Yes, certainly. Before you
do. I'd like to thank you for allowing your colleague here on our last meeting, the one who has promised information about space travel.
I said I would bring them, and I will, but of course, as I also have told you, we need to go slowly.
Yes, of course.
But I can tell you, he was overjoyed to have made the connection with you. And rest assured, he will return.
Well, that's very nice to know. Thank you. You did appreciate it.
Did you like me to ask a question?
Who was that?
Andy.
Andy, yes, quick one.
I passed my high experience in my experience for a long time. That's why I've been seeing colours. I've been seeing a bright green colour. Can you tell me what that means? And why me?
Why you, my son? Why not you? Do you feel it was special for you? Let me say this to you. We have spoken a little of unfoldment. That is what is happening to you now. We have waited for you to place yourself in the position of being used. That you have done. You have accepted what has been given. Now, let me tell you, the color of green that you are seeing is a color of healing. Most green is healing. You must be a little careful at this time, because in your development you can begin to unfold, to open a little too quickly. And what you must do is completely close yourself down. I hope this has been explained, has it?
Yes, it has, thank you.
What the green color was in fact doing was almost cocooning you against yourself. You must take control at all times. But the green color is a healing color. It is not special to you. But as you become more and more aware, then the more colors you will begin to see. I suggest when you have these colors that you allow it to flow completely through every atom. Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
You have explained to the young man about opening himself.
Yes, and the need to go slowly and to ask for protection.
Thank you. That is all.
I have also warned him I am quite a bully. You shan't let him run away.
I would not call you that. But of course, you are allowed your free words.
Yes, I feel I am sometimes, but it's for everybody's benefit when I do that.
I just thought it was someone trying to get through to me, so the two made a decision at the side of me, because they do human animals. And I thought it was some power for me to give to them.
No, it is for you. What you must not do is make assumptions. What I would say to you. Accept what comes. Try not to put an explanation to it, but to accept it for what it is. Can you see that?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
I would say that you felt a great quietness and peace afterwards. Did you not?
Yes, I did.
Yes, that was the healing grace.
Thank you.
It would be beneficial if each could tell you what they are experiencing. Quietly speak amongst yourselves if you wish, but please be open on what is coming to you.
Right. Often that I imagined it.
The rest of this meeting was devoted to the personal development of each sitter.